Real New York, 77 WABC. Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Friends.
All right, Yankee season gets underway on Thursday. The Yankees opening day interleague play gets going right away. They'll host the San Francisco Giants. And my next guest has been very, very, very kind to me over the years. He's a dear friend of John Catsimatidis. We know that. But he's great to me as well. He's the president of your beloved New York Yankees, a good man, Randy Levine. Randy, happy, I should say, opening day week. Yankee baseball 2 days away. You got to be thrilled to death.
I am, Sid, and it's good to talk to you. I hope you're well. Everything is good, and, you know, we're excited. It's that time of the year where we turn the page. We're very optimistic and excited about our team. We think we have the pieces in place to make a real run. So it gets rolling in a couple of days, and we feel good about it.
You know, baseball is my favorite sport. I mean, I was at the Knick game last night. I'm going to the Ranger game tonight. I had Giant season tickets, as you know, Randy, for 100 years. Baseball is my favorite sport, and I can't wait for both teams. You and the Mets get started on Thursday. But I walked outside about an hour ago, and it was 43 degrees and cloudy. I mean, it's the first couple of weeks, we're still in March. Don't forget Thursday when you start the season. There's going to be some real weather issues, no?
Always. I remember a couple of years ago, Sid, that, you know, we've had snow on opening day.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's baseball in the Northeast. It's supposed to be okay. The forecast, you can check with the guys over at WABC, but it's supposed to be all right. 50, you know, partly cloudy,
yep.
Which is okay. But, you know, that's April. It's challenging. It's challenging, and you got to worry about injuries because – to me, that's what really affects in a great way the success or non-success of the season.
Yep.
Is if you can keep players healthy. But we expect, I'm giving you an invitation, my friend, right now. You, your family, you come watch a game with me anytime you'd like.
Oh, my God, I'd love to come Thursday. Opening day, you kidding me? I'd love to be honest.
All right, well, you call me. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Randy. That's very, very sweet of you. Thank you. And before we get into talking about injuries and the cold weather and this team for 2023, I know you know this, but about 2 weeks ago, I had Roy White on the show. And I'm a Met fan, but I've always, and I love the Yankees too, but I've always loved Roy White, always loved him. I know he didn't have that 30 home run season, never knocked in 100 runs, but he was there for 15 years. He was on two All-Star teams. He made that transition when it was only about him, Mercer, and Pepitone to the Reggie Jackson days. He was always so soft-spoken. He loves this organization. And I've been making the argument for years that we should find a way to get Roy White into Monument Park. So I'm gonna promise. I promised Roy would bring it up to you, so I'm doing it right now. And whatever you do, that's fine. But I think there should be a place for Roy White somewhere in Yankee lore.
Well, let me tell you, Roy White's a good friend of mine. No more decent person. He was a great Yankee, a loyal Yankee. And, you know, Monument Park is a very, very special place. But I will personally take a look at it.
Wow.
I know that people have looked at it in the past. There are so many great Yankees who aren't in Monument Park, but
true.
Roy White has the affection of everybody in this Yankee organization. He's a really good man, and he was a very, very good player.
What a great, great response. This is why I love Randy Levine, the president of the New York Yankees. He's just a good-hearted man, and he means what he says, by the way. So whichever way you go is fine, but thank you for saying what you just did. Let's get to this Yankee team. Gerrit Cole, good to go on Thursday, but some issues here with injuries, with the rotation. Carlos Rodon, you guys spent a ton of money on Carlos, almost $170 million from the Giants. He's not ready to go. Luis Severino, he's not ready to go. Cortez will make his scheduled start, but he's not really healthy. So it's just, I look at the starting five opening day. I know it's a long season here, Randy, but to see names like Clark Schmidt and Johnny Brito in the rotation looks a little odd to me. So how serious is the starting pitching injury situation for Aaron Boone?
Well, I think Carlos Rondon, who's going to be a big, big addition for us, I think our trainers and our doctors did a great job. They caught it early. He threw a bullpen yesterday, came out the day before. I forget when I looked at the sheets, but he came out of it great. So I think, you know, you'll see him probably at the end of April or first week in May. I think that Severino, the doctors tell me, and I've heard it, it's low-grade, flat strain, not like last year. So, again, you know, I expect to see him sometime end of April or early May. But Clark Schmidt's been great. You know, Jermon has been great. We have depth. Cortez has been, he's healthy. He's pitched great the last couple of times. But injuries are part of the game, as I said, and we're not the only team facing them. All the teams are facing them. It's going to happen all through the years, and that's why you need depth. That's why you need a great minor league system. And the teams that can survive that are the ones that get to the playoffs and ultimately win the World Series.
You're right. It's a battle of attrition. And we also did lose Frankie Montas, who we acquired from Oakland last year for the season. But at any rate, like you said, a lot of these guys that are injured are due back in the month of April. Still plenty of time to garner a great season. Now, in terms of the opening day lineup, we know this. Aaron Judge comes off the historic season, 62 home runs. At times last year, especially the first half, Stanton was putting up some pretty good numbers. But for the most part, Aaron Judge did not get a lot of help from the rest of the lineup last year. That cannot be the case this year. And most of the names, if not all of the names outside of Volpe, look to be the same. So why are you confident, Randy, that these guys will rebound this year and provide Aaron Judge with a little help?
Well, I would take issue with what you said. I think a lot of our guys had pretty good offensive years. I think that Anthony Rizzo had a great year. He's a very, very strong, really good player. I think Giancarlo had a very, very good year. He got hurt.
Right.
Set him back a little bit, but, you know, he showed up in the playoffs like he always does. You know, he's great. I think Gleyber Torres had a bounce-back year. Our catcher, Jose Trevino, was fantastic last year. So, you know, DJ was hurt last year, and I think that hurt us, not having him in the lineup. He looks great, nice and healthy. I like what I see from Josh Donaldson at the end of spring training. So I think offensively we're as good as anybody. There's a lot of great pitching in the American League and the National League. These new rules are going to have an impact. It's going to be fascinating to watch how they affect certain players with no longer having shifts and, you know, speed in the game with the bases being a little bit larger and pitchers not being able to throw over endless times. So I think it's going to be interesting, and it's worked great in spring training, and we'll see how it affects everybody. But for a lot of hitters, especially left-handed hitters, I think that shift, the fact that the no more shifting, it's going to be of great benefit to them.
This is my friend, the president of the New York Yankees, Randy Levine. 2 days before the Yankees start the season, opening day in the Bronx, coming up 1 o'clock on Thursday as the Yankees get set to host the San Francisco Giants. So Jeter leaves, in comes Didi. Didi did a very good job for a couple of years, and since then, it's been tough to find that shortstop. Last year, of course, you brought in Kiner Falefa. But now this kid, Anthony Volpe, has been the talk, I would say the talk of spring training anywhere in baseball. That's how much people around the country have gotten to know this kid and seemingly love him. So he'll play shortstop and hit ninth coming up on Thursday against the Giants. How excited are you, Randy, about the future for Anthony Volpe?
Phenomenal. I mean, you know, what a great story. A local kid, you know, he grew up here, Yankee fan. He has two great parents, and he was on the number one pick a couple of years ago. Work, and, you know, he came at the, it was a legitimate competition. the shortstop, and he won it. I mean, he was great. He was great in spring training. And our players basically say he has the temperament of a veteran. He slows the game down. He works hard. And I think it's just great. Our fan base is electric, excited over him. I just don't want him to put too much pressure on himself. You know, this is an exciting time. You just have to ease into it. Derek Jeter always used to say, you know, the great ones slow the game down, not speed it up.
That's right.
And I hope he does also.
That's great. Now, Aaron Boone, this guy goes out, he wins a lot of games, you know, Randy, 100, but he hasn't won the big one yet. And every year the Yankees don't win a World Series. And now we have to date all the way back to 2009 with Girardi and Alex, last time we won one here. Now we're going on 14 years. The pressure seems to mount on the skipper Aaron Boone, and you know how fans are, as if it's Aaron Boone's fault that Stanton strikes out three times in a game or Judge strikes out three times in a game. He takes the wrath of the New York City fan. How much pressure is on Aaron Boone, not from the fans, not from WFAN, but from you guys inside the Yankee organization?
Well, Aaron Boone's done a great job. He's a great manager, and it's not only on him. It's on everybody in this organization, from myself, Hal, Cash, we're all responsible for this. This isn't a one-man band. Boone's done a phenomenal job. You know, he's got us close to the World Series. And you know, a few breaks. Last year we had some injuries. You know, I don't believe in making excuses, but we had some injuries at the wrong time. Of course, many years before that, we had the famous scandal,
yeah.
You know, cheating scandal.
Yep.
So we've been close. Hopefully this is the year we break through. It's tough. There are a lot of great players, a lot of great teams. You know, recent collective bargaining agreements have made competitive balance much more competitive.
Yeah.
And that's a tribute to all of the teams making that sacrifice. So at the end of the day, I think that he's done a great job. And it's not only on him. It's on all of us. All of us. That pull together, and it's all our responsibility, and nobody suffers more by these losses than we do.
Have you seen, Randy, the Reggie Jackson documentary yet? I haven't seen it, but I heard Howard Stern interview him, to be honest, a couple of days ago, and it was fascinating. Reggie talking about his childhood and why he talks the way he did, why sometimes he fought with Billy Martin, the womanizing, all that stuff. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it. You know, Reggie's a good friend. He's never shy with his opinions. God bless him. He's great. And that's why he's Reggie. And I'll look forward to seeing it. But Reggie is he's very, very good in getting his message out.
Yes.
So I look forward to watching it.
Are you guys good with him right now? Is Reggie good with the Yankee organization?
I think Reggie's very good with us. He's
okay.
A friend of mine, and, you know, I haven't heard any problems with us.
Okay, good. I do want to ask you two more. We'll let you run. This has been great, by the way, Randy. I love you. Thank you. When I was growing up as a kid, it was the Yankees. You know, I know 86, the Mets won the World Series. From like 86 to 90, the Mets kind of stole the back page. But most of my lifetime, and if God is good to me, I'll be 56 in April. This is a Yankee town. They get all the press. But we know this offseason, Steve Cohen, the last couple of years actually, has commandeered that. So how much pressure is on your organization, not just to beat the Red Sox or the Blue Jays or the Rays, but to contend with the guy across the town in Queens who's spending money like a drunken sailor?
None. I mean, Steve Cohen is a good friend of ours. You know, Hal's always supported him. Coming into the game, I supported him. I think he's been really good for baseball. I've always believed that it takes, you know, there's plenty of room in this town for two great teams. And I think, like last year, when the Mets and the Yankees are both very, very good, the city gets turned on by it. Obviously, you know, we're rivals. I love to beat them. There's no question. I grin a lot when we beat them, but they got a great team, and I wish them nothing but success. And there's no pressure. I want everybody to succeed. Nothing better than if there would ever be another Subway Series.
Oh.
You know, I experienced it in 2000, and there was nothing like it. It was unbelievable. So I wish them well, and You know, to me, winning the back page doesn't mean anything. Winning the World Series at this point means nothing.
Well said. You're right. And last thing then, at the minor league level, the Giants team, the Staten Island Ferry Hawks, they hire a new manager. They went with the former Met last year, Edgardo Alfonso. Now they go with the former Yankee, who I love this guy, by the way, Homer Bush. I've saw him now about three or four times, and he seems to be really ready for this job. What do you think about the former Yankee, Homer Bush, as a new manager of the Ferry Hawks?
I love him. I mean, you've met him. You know, we're involved. We're a minority with John and Eric in the Ferry Hawks. And, you know, Homer Bush, you've talked to him, Sid. I mean, he's just a charismatic guy. He's infectious with his enthusiasm. People love him. Players are going to love him. I think he's the perfect choice to bring the Ferry Hawks to the next level. Very excited for him.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You are such a great guy, Randy. I mean, seriously, you've been so great to me over the years. I may take you up on the offer. In fact, I think Mayor Adams is looking for tickets on Thursday, too. But
I hope he's always invited. He's been there, and he's always welcome to come.
Maybe we'll come together. But either way, thank you for this great conversation this morning. Thank you for your friendship all these years. And I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck and success, and stay healthy and start the season right with a big one over the Giants on Thursday. And let's do this again very, very soon. Thank you, buddy.
Always, Sid. All the best.
You
take
too.
Care, everyone.
There he is.
Bye.
What a great guy. What a great guy. The president of the New York Yankees, Randy Levine. As the Yankees get set to start the 2023 season in the Bronx, coming up on Thursday, taking on the San Francisco Giants. The Mets, they're in Miami. And in this song, Billy Joel says, we're all going to Miami. Miami 2017.
Seeing the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State lay low. Life went on beyond the Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow.